Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The breaking news coming down with the Astros. They had to make some roster moves due to safety and health protocols. Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Robel Garcia, Martin Maldonado are all to the injured list. James Click and Dusty Baker spoke to the media earlier. And James Click, the GM, said it was due to health and safety protocols. On with us is our guy, Sports Radio 610's Adam Spolane. Nobody, and I mean nobody, covers the Astros and the Rockets, for that matter, better than Adam Spolane. Adam, you were just in those Zoom press conferences with the GM, James Click, and the manager, Dusty Baker. What's the latest that you heard from those guys?
So everything is still pretty vague. We know that the five guys are in the health and safety protocols. We don't know if there's a positive test. The team isn't allowed to say if there's a positive test. All James Click could say is that they are going through more testing to find out for sure. The only way you know if a guy tests positive is if the player gives the team permission to say so, or if the player comes out and says it. So it's really hard to say exactly where they're at. The way that MLB has things set up, even if you don't test positive, but you are in health and safety protocols for contact tracing, you're still out for, I believe it's a minimum of a week. And I believe if you do test positive, then you're out for a minimum of 10 days. So they're working with Major League Baseball. They are trying to get some clarity on this, maybe shorten some of the wait time if those guys, if all the tests do come back negative, but they're going to play today. And, James Click said that they talked with Major League Baseball, and Major League Baseball said that they felt that it was safe to play. And so this is something that the Astros have been dealing with going back to last night. They found out after the game that this had come up, and so they called up five guys from the alt site. I believe two of them are in the starting lineup today, and they're just going to try and plow on.
Adam, is there any plan for more, you know, further communication down the line? When we'll know something else of is it a week? Is it 10 days? Did somebody, whether they report whether somebody tested positive or not, is irrelevant. But like just the next time that we'll get an update from the organization?
I don't know the answer to that. This is kind of a new thing for them, at least in season. I mean, last year they never went through anything like this. They did go through it a little bit during spring training. They had, I guess you call it a breakout, or it wouldn't even a breakout or an outbreak. They had one guy test positive. And contact tracing forced, I believe it was six or seven other pitchers to have to miss time during spring training. So basically then they didn't give you like a daily update or anything. They just kind of said, okay, these guys are back in camp now. So I think now that we're in season, you will probably get, you know, you'll probably get updated a little bit more than you were during spring, but it's really hard to say right now.
Adam Spolane, Sports Radio 610, is with us. Well, did they express any concern that this it stopped with these five, or because of if they're in healthy safety protocol, they've been around their teammates? Is this where they're feeling confident it has stopped?
MLB said that they're confident that this is it, and everyone is wearing one of those contact tracing devices, so you know who's been around who. So the fact that the players are wearing that, and the fact that Major League Baseball declared that it was safe to play tonight's game, then I do believe the Astros, I do believe that that is kind of a signal that they believe that this is all kind of concentrated to within these five players.
What about these guys that they've called up? There's a couple of them starting. Is there anything you can tell us about those particular guys that we can look forward to seeing tonight?
Well, Taylor Jones is a guy who was up briefly last year, kind of a first baseman type who had a really good spring training and summer camp last year. Didn't hit all that well once he did get his shot in the big leagues. Garrett Stubbs has been around the organization for a while. He was the third catcher on the roster for most of last season, and he's a versatile guy who can catch. He can play a little second base. He can play some left field. He just hasn't been able to find a way to stick, though, in the big leagues or get consistent time. Abraham Toro, obviously, is probably the most well-known out of all the guys that they brought up. He had the big home run, remember, during the Verlander no-hitter a couple of years ago. And he was on the roster for basically all of last season, but did not play well for a lot of the year. And he got basically his spot on the roster was taken over by Robel Garcia, who's one of the guys who they placed on the IL today. And then they added two guys to the 40-man roster with Alex DeGody, who's been in the organization for a long time as an infielder, and then Ronnie Dawson, who was a high pick by them not too long ago. But, it's a big drop-off. That's the big problem with this organization is that they obviously have high-end talent on the roster, but once you get past those guys, the drop-off is pretty steep. And so when you lose, talking in a baseball sense, because baseball is the most important thing right now, but just in a baseball sense and what they're going to have to deal with for the next week or so is that they are missing probably three of their five best guys and not replacing them with guys that you would consider to be, quality big league players at this point. I mean, they had a 1-2 in their lineup this season of Jose Altuve and Michael Brantley, and tonight it's going to be Miles Straw and Aledis Diaz.
So, the drop off
is pretty considerable right now.
Adam, real quick, I've seen this come across the text line. I wanted to get this across to listeners as well. Does this mean they have to miss 10 days? Like, what are the amount of days that these players have to be out?
So I believe, if you are in contact tracing, it's 7, but if you test positive, then it's 10. But I think that it's an evolving deal. I don't think it's necessarily concrete. And I do believe the Astros are working with Major League Baseball to try and see if they can shorten that if the tests come back negative. But that's just kind of where things stand. And it's really tough to say. At this point, there has been, the Nationals had a little bit of an outbreak at the start of the season. So you're just kind of going based off of that. You can also talk about vaccinations. And Dusty Baker said that all five guys who were placed on IL received their first shot when the team was in town a couple of weeks ago before they went to Oakland. That might be a HIPAA violation. I don't know. So if there are any attorneys out there who can defend me just in case something comes of that, just let me know. And he also said, so you have those five guys got their first shot. And then Dusty also said that Carlos Correa and Yuli Gurriel were vaccinated before arriving in camp. So I don't know if that plays an impact in anything. There is sort of the Major League Baseball 85% rule, where if you get 85% of your team vaccinated, then some of the protocols get relaxed a little bit. Dusty said when the team was vaccinated before the season that he thought they got to 85% of the guys that were on the roster, but the 85% also goes to the alt site, and James Quick has been pretty vague about where they're at when it comes to getting to the 85% mark. So it's really tough to tell right now if it'll be any more or any less in the 7 to 10 days.
More COVID-19 issues. That's just a crazy world that we're living in, man. The organization trying to operate in this world has got to be the bar's got to be constantly moving for them to stay on top of it. Obviously, some problems have hit Houston here. Adam Spolane of SportsRadio610.com joining us. Adam, Show and I were talking about this a little earlier, and you mentioned Straw being the leadoff and Litmus Diaz being hitting in the two-hole tonight. And which, if you go down the lineup, it slides Correa into the six hole. I mean, are we the only two that look at that and go, damn, that sure seems like it's a slap in the face to Correa to be batting sixth after losing the bats that they've lost as of today?
It's odd. Some of it has to do with left-right and wanting to maintain left-right. But at the same time, and I guess you don't want to concentrate everyone towards the top of their order so they have a little bit more balance in the middle. There's not a whole lot that you can do with this lineup when you're missing the guys that you're missing. But yeah, seeing Carlos Correa in the sixth spot is a little bit odd, just to be perfectly honest with you. I remember he was hitting leadoff for a lot of spring training, and it kind of felt like there was a stretch where he was the favorite to be their leadoff hitter at some point. So, you know, maybe they could have done that. He's hit well in that spot, so maybe Dusty doesn't want to take him out of that spot for that reason. So, I don't, you know, Dusty does some things with the lineup that will make you scratch your head sometimes, and that's one of those things, I guess, is the best way to put it.
All right, Adam Spolane, SportsRadio610.com. We thank you for jumping on with us and updating us on this breaking news, man.
Yeah, sure thing, guys. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.